Hello, this is Dattaveda Pragyananda, and I'm going to begin the podcast today with a reading called Cosmic Flow by Sri Sri Anandamurti. Whatever is happening in this universe, whether natural or supernatural, is due to the cosmic will. Everything depends on His grace. Whatever human beings think, say, or do is only possible due to cosmic grace. This entire universe is a macro psychic conation. Everything originates from the thought waves of the macrocosm. Thus, He witnesses everything at the same time. The major difference between the unit mind and the cosmic mind is that whatever the unit mind imagines is only transformed into action on certain occasions. The external projection of the unit mind is only possible when it is fully concentrated. But for the cosmic mind, nothing is external. This entire universe is within His mind. The cosmic thought waves appear to be something external for us. The macro psychic thought waves are His swarasa flow. Likewise, for externalization, various waves emanate from the unit mind. In the first case, the psychic waves are the swarasa of Paramapurusha, the Supreme Consciousness. But mental waves created by thoughts are the swarasa of the microcosms. Microcosms differ from one another due to the differences in their individual flows. All microcosms want to move according to their own individual flows. They endeavor to direct their internal thoughts and actions according to their individual flows. That is why the thoughts, actions, and lifestyles of microcosms are so diverse. When you walk along a road, a cobbler looks at your feet, a washerman looks at your clothes, and a barber looks at your head. The difference in their outlooks is due to the difference of their individual flows. All microcosms create their own individual flows in adjustment with the macrocosmic flow. Hence, the individual flow of every microcosm is directly controlled by Paramapurusha. I have often said that Paramapurusha is not guided by your intellect or desires, but moves according to His own wishes. You will never have an opportunity to question Him. You will have to move around Him, whether you like it or not. If your individual flow does not maintain an adjustment with the macrocosmic flow, your longings will never be fulfilled. Everyone longs to attain so much, but only attains a fraction of what is desired. If one's longings are not in perfect adjustment with the cosmic waves, one can never attain success. You wish to attain something, but if your desire is not approved by the Supreme Entity, then you will not attain success in your mission. This is the second factor, rasa tattva of Bhagavata Dharma. What is rasa tattva? When human beings are in deep love with Paramapurusha, they begin to know His nature and follow His will accordingly. Such individuals become invincible and victorious in the world. Most people are overwhelmed by His greatness, but sadhakas, spiritual aspirants, know the secret of becoming great. Thus, the basic spirit of rasa sadhana is to direct one's individual desires and longings towards Paramapurusha. Only in this way can a sadhaka achieve fulfillment, riddhi, and success, siddhi. In the scriptures, this has been called rasa-lila. Created beings will have to move according to the cosmic will. There is no other way. Learning, intellect, and personal status become meaningless unless they are directed towards Paramapurusha. After realizing the supreme truth, intelligent people start moving according to Paramapurusha's desire, saying, O Paramapurusha, I have nothing to ask of you. Let thy will be fulfilled. I want nothing else. This is from the discourse Bhagavata Dharma, published in Subhasita Sangraha, Part 8, Anandamarga Publications. When I look at this essay, an English phrase comes to mind, a well-known proverb or saying. It says, man proposes and God disposes. So what this essay and this reading is about is the concept of getting in tune with the wishes of the cosmic entity, getting in the cosmic flow. So we can try many things in this world, but if it doesn't have the support of the cosmic flow, it becomes very difficult. If you want to row a boat against the current, it's very, very difficult. But if you can find the current and go with it, it becomes very easy. So the rasa sadhana, or the flowing sadhana, or the spiritual practice of flow, is to find what is the cosmic rhythm and to go with that cosmic rhythm. And when you have the support of the cosmic rhythm, then you get success in everything you want to accomplish. But the question is, how can we know the cosmic thought or the cosmic flow or what the cosmic entity wants? In this essay, cosmic entity is termed Paramapurusha, means the great being, the great spirit. So what does that Paramapurusha want? And certainly if we can find that out, then we'll do it. So the secret here is love. When one loves somebody, one gets to know what that person is and what that person thinks and what that person wants. One gets close. So rasa sadhana means to direct one's desires and longings to Paramapurusha. That's an exact quote. And when that happens, this love develops, we become one with the supreme entity, even for an instant or short second or two. Even if we get a little bit of that taste, then we start to flow more with that cosmic entity. And this flowing has also been termed the rasalila. It's like a play. It's a dance. In the ancient scriptures of India, It's depicted as a dance of Krishna and his devotees, the gopis. But it's the dance of the individual and the cosmic. So instead of frowning and weeping, we should be dancing and enjoying. And if we weep, we should weep from bliss. And the way to get that dancing and that flowing with the cosmic entity, that joy, is to start to know the cosmic entity. And that's what meditation is all about in its spiritual sense. I know that now people are teaching meditation as only as mindfulness or as a kind of a concentration exercise or relaxation exercise. But in the spiritual sense, meditation is getting closer to the cosmic entity. And when you get close to the cosmic entity, then you can flow. And then everything that you do will become successful. So this is what is meant by flow. And it's the second part of a larger concept, which is called Bhagavata Dharma. Dharma means the spiritual essence of humans, the essence of what we're supposed to do. And Bhagavata is divine. And so human nature, when it's unfolded, is really a divine nature. And it has four components. The first component is called vistara, which is expansion. The second is flow. And the third is seva. And the fourth is ensconcement or establishment in the supreme entity. So I started here with the second part, which is flowing. And in a future podcast, I'll talk about expansion. But remember, flow with the cosmic entity. Flow with the cosmic will. and let that will be done. And if you can make your will one with that will, you will be victorious in every way. Thank you.